Modernity Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk today. These are your Comic Talk headlines for November 8th, 2019. And I, as usual, am Dustin. We're going to jump right into news and TV streaming news. First off, we have Haley Steinfeld talking about Hawkeye and how maybe that might not be a thing that happens. So her direct quote to the Radio Times is, and I quote, "That's not something that's necessarily happening. We're going to wait and find out, I guess." About the Hawkeye series, about her being in the Hawkeye series at the very least. So even though it's been confirmed that she's the one that's going to take the role, apparently it's still on shaky ground whether or not the series is going to happen. I almost put this in rumor just because there's just people saying, well, it might not happen because Jeremy Renner. It feels a little more solid coming from one of the actors, though. That's why we're talking about it here. So, that's what we've got there. Next, we're talking about The Boys Season 2. Carl Urban has wrapped, according to his Instagram page, has wrapped his filming on Season 2, which means they're probably almost done. They probably have some pickups to do and all that jazz, but by and large, they are done with principal photography and will be moving into post. So we should be seeing Season 2 sooner than I hoped. I didn't think we would see it for another year, but it sounds like we might be seeing it come the end of summer into the fall of next year. So almost a year, but still a few months earlier than anticipated. Next, we're talking about Apple TV, and they have two series that have just been announced for a second season already. That is C, the show with Jason Momoa, and For All Mankind, which not exactly familiar with, but this one is just a continuation of the conversation we've been having about how streaming platforms and TV services are greenlighting second seasons before they know what happens, before they know how well received the first season is, because Apple TV is still not officially rolled out. It's just a weird, I don't know. They're really putting a lot of money in this, and they're really banking on these properties. So hopefully they're as good as they think they are. But that's what we've got there. Next and last, we're talking about Kung Fu. For those my age or younger, because this is really even before my time, if you are an elder millennial, you might know about this show. Kung Fu, the David Carradine show that was supposed to be Bruce Lee back in the 70s, but then Carradine got it because Carradine was a white actor and it was, you know, friggin' racial politics back in the 70s. Well, that show is getting rebooted. And that isn't exactly news, even though I didn't know about this previously. It was going to be, at first I believe I read it was going to be on ABC, and then Fox bought the rights, and now Greg Berlanti and the CW have the rights. So it seems like it is picking up steam on the CW because they have a whole production staff in place now. They have their producers. They have, I believe they have the showrunner. It wasn't Berlanti. I didn't add it to the notes because it's just more important that we're talking about the fact that Kung Fu, which is actually a pretty cool series from the 70s, is getting a reboot by Greg Berlanti. So is this going to be a shared universe with that Walker Texas Ranger show that we're getting as well? Now let's talk about movies and continuing with reboots. We have a Scream update, kind of. It has officially been announced that there is a new Scream project in the works with, what is the name of the production company? Spyglass. With Spyglass Entertainment. No word as to whether or not that is going to be Scream 5 or if it is going to be a reboot for the series, though honestly, I feel like it's going to be some sort of Lego sequel kind of thing. They're going to reboot a lot about it, but they're also going to remember that it's not the first, and so something a la Star Wars is what I feel like we're going to get. That's just my two cents, though. Next, we are talking about The Batman. And this stuff was announced, honestly, as I was uploading the last episode, I saw two of the three casting quote-unquote announcements for The Batman, for Matt Reeves' The Batman movie. So these first two that we're talking about here are Colin Farrell is in talks to play the Penguin, and Andy Serkis is in talks to be Alfred. Both very interesting, very, very interesting choices. There is a third casting announcement. We're not going to touch on that one here because that one is much less substantiated. There has been no official word that one is actually happening, which is part of the reason I actually knew about the third one before the last episode, but I could not find an actual source for that third one, so it is in the rumor mill. So stay tuned for the rumor mill. But yeah, that's what we've got for the Batman. Next, we have a really, really disheartening piece about James Dean. The old actor who made three freaking movies, old, I say, because he did black and white films, James Dean, not the other James Dean, get your mind out of the gutter. We are talking about the fact that there is a new movie coming out called Finding Jack, in which James Dean is going to star. That's right, the dead actor, James Dean, who died over three decades ago, five decades ago? Man, it's been... was it 70 years ago that he died? I can't remember exactly what it was. It's something ridiculous. But he's going to be in a new movie with all new dialogue, and this is going to be an exercise in futility because this is the stupidest thing I have heard in a long time that has to do with CGI and creating new characters. Just insane. I didn't even write down the details about it because I just wanted to talk about the fact that we are still not in a place where I feel like CGI is believable enough that you can do this. Yes, they did it in Star Wars, but that is because the actor who played that character, those two characters actually, were no longer with us to do those roles. And you could recast, but then that doesn't feel as authentic as we are to a point where you can have CGI as an obvious stand-in, but if you're trying to sell it as the actor, I feel like it's just not good enough. The Uncanny Valley is a thing, man. Google it. Now let's talk about rumors, and the rumor mill this week is average size. It's not huge, but it's also not just one like it was last time. So, rumor mill, we have the other casting thing for the Batman is Matthew McConaughey is reported to be in talks to play Two-Face. So all three of these casting things, Colin Farrell, Andy Serkis, and Matthew McConaughey, feel very odd. Feel like these characters are a little second fiddle for these actors they want to put them in. The only one that I feel like kind of makes sense is Serkis as Alfred. But Matthew McConaughey as Two-Face, probably not. And definitely Colin Farrell as the Penguin. That is the worst idea for casting I think I've heard since... I can't even think of one. Gal Gadot. There you go. Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. I know the Wonder Woman movie was really good. I feel like a large part of that is in spite of Gal Gadot. But there you go. So that's what we have for rumors on the Batman. Next, we have rumors for Star Wars. No more leaks. We are not explicitly discussing leaks. We are only discussing the fact that leaks happened. This is not leaks, though. This is Rian Johnson's Star Wars trilogy is now rumored to not be happening at all. Actually, Rian Johnson is no longer a part of Lucasfilm, which is kind of going in the face of some of the tweets that we've gotten from Lucasfilm and Rian Johnson in the last couple of weeks. So very interesting rumor. Again, just rumor. Next, we have the final... This is the last time I'm bringing this rumor up because it just needs to die. But Jason Momoa says that he has seen the Snyder Cut and also says that Snyder took time out of his freaking schedule to finish this movie that will never see theaters, nor will it see a digital or streaming or whatever release from Warner Brothers. I don't buy it. Momoa can be trolling us all he wants. I do not believe that Snyder actually did this. So again, final time we were talking about the Snyder Cut of the Justice League, because If, and that is a gigantic if it does exist, we will never see it. So why waste our time? Oh, next, we are talking about Birds of Prey, and this one is a leak. So there was a leak for Birds of Prey. It's not exactly a detailed leak. It is plot leaks. It is synopsis. It, ish, because they have been doing test screenings, and some of those test screeners have taken to Reddit to post the things that happen in the movie, and it sounds like test audiences by and large, appreciated what happened in the movie. They liked the movie by and large, but if you go through and find them, again, not super hard to find, but if you go through and find these leaks and read them for yourself, there's a lot about this that's kind of eh when it comes to the actual fandom, when it comes to people who read these freaking books. And there's a weird John Wick correlation in this, too, that feels kind of forced by just reading the synopsis, so I don't know what to make of it. There is still a chance for this to get fixed, though, because this is just test screening, so they could do go back and reshoot and do all of that stuff. So that is also a possibility. And then our final rumor mill is the fact that maybe that Captain Britain movie isn't going to happen at all, because they're going to be doing an Excalibur movie that will have Captain Britain in it, presumably played by Henry Cavill, if the previous rumor is to be believed. That expands that scope a little bit. Also, the reason I believe this one actually has legs is because this also expands the MCU internationally, gets more international appeal because Captain Britain obviously is British. But that's what we have for rumors, and aren't they just so juicy? That does it for this episode of Comic Talk Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then subscribe to Comic Talk Today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these nerdy bits, plus much more nerdiness in music, we've got Ozzy and Mastodon and My Chemical Romance to talk about. In gaming, we have PlayStation 5, Banjo-Kazooie, and more, all over on Generally Nerdy on YouTube. So join me over there for that. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.